Thanks.
The order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of That Movie Show. Mike Went and Liam Stryker here with you, and we are covering the 20th anniversary of American Pie.
Wow, it's been a while. It's been a while. We've been doing the radio show, but the movie podcast version, it's been a while.
We took a bump.
Yeah, we took a bump.
We took a bump.
It was a lot of cocaine.
There was too much shit happening in our lives. Let's be honest. Yeah. But you know what? It gave people time to go back and explore the past episodes. I mean, The Lion King was a bit much.
Yeah.
It was the first time we dove into a Disney animated classic.
It was so much that we lost our minds.
And now we're diving into a teen sex comedy classic.
Teen sex romp.
All right, American Pie. Let's dive right into it.
All right, do your thing.
It was released on July 9th, 1999, 20 years ago, a month ago. It had a budget of $11 million. It came back with $235.5 million. Directed by Chris and Paul Weitz. It was written by Adam Hertz. It starred Jason Biggs, Chris Klein, Natasha Leone, Thomas Ian Nichols, Tara Reid, Mia Savari, Eugene Levy, Sean William Scott, and it was really one of those movies that kind of like Scream for the horror franchise, where it, for a brief moment, it brought back those really inappropriate teen sex comedies. Because this movie, I don't like the term, but this is the definition of the term. It doesn't age well.
Oh, no. This movie doesn't age well at all. And this is coming from the target audience.
Yeah. I mean, in 99, I was 19 years old. This was my wheelhouse. This was my jam. This was like, oh, really? Broadcasting a big-titted foreign exchange student on the internet with beers? Yes, please.
Yeah.
But as, you know, a grown man, I'm like, yeah, that's not awesome.
Yeah, this isn't something. Stifler's not great.
Oh, okay. Let's just deep dive into Stifler for a moment here. Just while we're off the bat, Sean William Scott's feature film debut.
Yep.
He was paid $8,000 for this movie.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
For a comparison, on the last of the official American Pie American Reunion, $5 million.
Yeah, okay.
So Sean William Scott, from this movie to the final sequel, made something of himself.
Yeah. It's also pretty funny because I kind of throw him into that class of, like, if the Marvel Cinematic Universe was happening during the 90s, he definitely would have played Star-Lord.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he's definitely that 99 to 03 Chris Pratt.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. So it spawned three actual sequels.
Yep.
We had American Pie 2 in 2001.
That's the one that I saw first.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The American Wedding with 2003.
Yep.
And then American Reunion in 2012.
Yeah.
In between the wedding and the reunion, there was four spin-off movies,
which is insane.
American Pie Presents became basically
National Lampoon's,
the made for DVD sex comedy cinematic universe.
Right. Well, it was, so Eugene Levy was the only one that kind of stuck throughout. And
well, you can't fuck with a guy when he wants to get a paycheck.
Yeah, right. But you look at Eugene Levy, he's the only guy that sticks throughout. And it's kind of like what ended up happening with National Lampoon, right? They had Vacation and then they had European Vacation, and then they had Van Wilder, but then they had like Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj.
Which, it's always funny when a company like National Lampoon takes their name off things.
Yeah, right.
Like the Rise of Taj, not a National Lampoon production.
Oh yeah,
Vegas Vacation,
not a National Lampoon
production.
Yeah, it's weird. But so yeah, for a little while there was that American Pie where it was like the Greek Mile and like Stifler's little brother goes to college and like that sort of thing.
2005 we had Bandcamp.
Yeah.
2006 we had the Naked Mile.
That was the one I was thinking of.
2007 we had Beta House.
That might have been what I was thinking of too.
We had the Book of Love. Oh. So they would just, it was basically like, look, Mr. Levy.
Yeah.
Keep your Jim's dad costume handy because we're going to be cranking these shits out year after year.
It's funny that you talk about Gene Levy and shits. Eugene Levy. And
oh, sorry, were you personal friends?
No. I was going to plug a show that he made, which is absolutely hilarious. Schitt's Creek.
Love it.
Oh, man, that show.
With his son and Catherine O'Hara?
Yeah, with his son and Catherine O'Hara about a bunch of people that just lose everything and have to move to a town that they bought as a joke.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's the best thing he's done since these movies.
It's literally the best thing Pop Network has ever done.
It is. And they had Ring of Honor and TNA.
And all the Beverly Hills 90210 repeats.
Oh, wow. Wow. Jungle Boy's dad.
Kid of the 90s.
Yeah.
Let's jump into American Pie.
Sure. Yeah.
It doesn't start out great.
No.
It starts out with Jason Biggs' character, Jim, was it Levinson? Levinson?
Yes.
Jim. We're going there. Jim jacking off to scrambled porn.
Yeah.
Scrambled cable porn. Now, Liam, you are younger than I am. Do you have any idea what was happening in this scene?
No.
Like actual personal life experience, because I do.
So that is just before my time, right? Because we grew up with the internet. Okay. So we found really quick that it was like, oh no, we could find porn on the internet.
All right. This explains a lot about the writer, Adam Hertz, who wrote this script within 6 weeks, and he sold it. And the original title of American Pie, there was actually three titles. This was the first. Yep. Unfinished teenage sex comedy, which can be made for under $10 million that studio readers will most likely hate, but I think you will love.
That's a hilarious title.
That's the original title that ended up as American Pie. The second one was Grand Falls, but the test audiences hated it. They ended on American Pie.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, the writer was a child of the 90s, much like myself.
Yeah.
We dealt with the stuff such as staying up after your parents have gone to bed and trying to catch those scrambled channels or waiting for Cinemax to go into basic porn at 3 a.m., you know, going with anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course.
Cable problems.
Yeah, cable problems.
Non-internet having problems.
Right. You didn't have AOL.
No, not even. Which is funny because this movie kind of it bridges the gap between both worlds.
Yes.
Because not only do we start with Jim jacking off into a sock, which was interesting, but he's doing it to cable scrambled porn. Very excited when a tit comes into frame.
Yeah.
What was still to this day a line that will forever be permeated in my brain is when Eugene Levy is trying to just explain his way out of the whole situation, and the guy in the scrambled porn goes, "Oh, spank my big hairy ass." What's that now?
Yeah. This movie.
Well, he's sitting there with a hard on in a sock. And mind you, the largest sock you've ever seen.
Oh, of course. Of course. Ugh. It's just, it's weird. It's one of those scenes that was spoofed in, the Chris Evans vehicle, Not Another Teen Movie.
The Chris Evans vehicle. Fuck you.
Yeah, you know you liked it.
That was as much of a Jamie Priestley video vehicle if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Just, oh, that was... But yes, Chris Evans was in it. Captain America was in a Not Another Teen sex comedy.
Not Another Teen Movie. The scary movie of these type of movies. Yes.
The best of those.
Yeah. Basically, all of the characters in this are very, like, you watch this movie and they're very one note, like, mm-hmm. more so than you remember. Like, there's, and maybe it's just I'm older and I'm not a horny teenager anymore, but it's just like, yeah, Jim, you're just a one note dork.
Right.
You know, Stifler, you're just like, you're very funny, but you're just one note. And
it, there's moments in it that do resonate, especially for lack of a better term, in hindsight or for right. nostalgia, because they jump right into Stifler's party,
right?
The first party, and we open on Stifler's first party with him slamming back two shots and counting them by saying, like, that's 5 and 6 for, you know, Stiffmeister or whatever the fuck he calls himself. And it's like, yeah, okay. I remember being at that age and thinking it was cool to count how many drinks you had had in the night.
Yeah.
As opposed to just drinking.
To black out and forget your feelings.
Or just, you know, you know what I mean, though? It's like, yeah, oh, right. I've had 5 shots. Cool, bro.
Cool.
Nobody else is counting.
Cool story, bro. Tell it at parties. Oh, wait, we're here.
We're at the party. But yeah, and we're also introduced. It's a quick way to introduce all the characters. You get to the party. It's a quick way to get all the characters out of the way. What is his friend's name?
Oz. Okay.
Oz, yeah, Chris Klein as Chris Ostreicher, which is
a badass last name.
He's dating a college chick, bro.
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin, who is Thomas Ian Nichols, of course, of what was it, Rookie of the Year?
Yep.
Or Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield.
He was in one of
them. That's a fun movie.
One of them had Tony Danza, the other did not.
Yeah, right. Finch.
Of course, was as I look up and down, Eddie K. Thomas.
Yep,
who was the only cast member under the age of 18 when this movie was filmed.
Really,
which is why his sex scene with Stifler's mom was filmed off screen.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They wanted to do it. Of course, Stifler's mom, the lovely, the extremely talented Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes,
amazingly talented Jennifer Coolidge, one of the great comedy actresses. And we got we weren't quite introduced to Heather, which is Mina Savari at that point.
Right.
She came later on. We had Vicky, who was Tara Reid before she went insane.
Yeah, when we liked her.
We had Jessica pre Orange Is New Black, Natasha Lyonne.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course the whole band crew shows up, including Michelle, Allison Hannigan.
Oh, I love Allison Hannigan.
Who was heavily offered the role of Heather, but after reading the script, insisted on playing Michelle.
Oh, good. Good for her, because she's amazing.
And she went on to be kind of the for lack of a better term, not the catalyst, but the linchpin of this entire series.
Yeah. Well, I think, in the
sequel, she helps Jim through his sexual inadequacies because Nadia's coming to their summer house,
right?
And she's the one that teaches Jim how to fuck, basically. And then they get married in the third one, and then yes. Of course reunion, they're all still together and they have kids and all that happy horse shit.
Yeah, you know. Tell us how you really feel, Mike.
Yeah, whatever. Went through a divorce, leave me alone.
But the I always thought that her naivety I don't know. Whatever.
I know what you're trying to say. I don't know how to pronounce the word.
Yeah. But basically, her childlike wonderment.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, John Cho was introduced.
John Cho.
Has gone on to, of course, Harold and Kumar and Star Trek. He also introduced the entire world to the proper phrase MILF.
Yes.
Because before this movie, it was synonymous with Moro Islamic Liberation Front.
That's so
which funny. Is a terrorist organization.
That's so funny.
But based on American Pie, MILF has now been reappropriated into its true form of Mom, I'd like to fuck.
America.
America, bitches.
America. Go on.
But Allison Hannigan definitely kind of brings this whole movie together because her childlike wonderment in this entire thing, while she's saying very dirty things, the tone of voice really kind of brings it back to like that cute girl you knew in high school that was really like raunchy.
Right. And I think that's where they're coming from. And she also, it's funny because I watched the first and the second one in the last couple nights.
The only two worth watching.
Well, I mean, there's merit for the other two. Okay. Not the American Pie Presents.
Yeah, movies. No. The four main movies.
Right. There's merit to them based off of the main cast. But the sequel, the second one, I feel it was... Watching it, everybody was doing basically a very slapstick impression of their first character.
Right.
It was like Sean William Scott was doing.
Yeah, Stifler on 12.
Yeah, it was like it was an impersonation of Stifler.
Right.
Even Allison Hannigan as Michelle was doing a impersonation of Michelle. It felt very Stooges.
Yeah, a little bit.
Everything about the second movie felt very slapsticky and very Stooges-y. Watching it, like, really. Like the best part of the whole sequel was the faux lesbian scene that happened, but it was more because of the guys trying to navigate, you know, being in the closet or under the bed or down the thing, and then the CB radio deal and all that stuff.
The rest
of it was just like even Shannon Elizabeth as Nadia in the sequel. Her accent was completely different than the first
one. Oh, it was all over the place.
Like, everybody's voices were all over the place. It's like you had Jim, you had Chris, and you had Kevin who were doing their normal deal because they didn't really, you know, they weren't putting on accents. They weren't fucking with themselves too much in the first one. They were just playing very stereotypical high school kids.
Right.
But then it's like Stifler, the ones that stuck out, Stifler, Michelle, and Nadia were very, it's almost as if they forgot how to play their own character.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
I definitely understand where you come from. I hear it where they asked for it to be a little bit more cartoony.
Or even if they didn't ask, it's just how they,
that's how they interpret it.
It's like, you know, if a couple years later, here's how I'm going to do this.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, oh,
That's not what I wanted. It's not grounded enough for me.
That's not what you did 2 years ago.
Right.
You know, but anywho.
Yeah. Where were we?
Moving on.
Let's just talk about the pie fucking.
Because we're there.
Yeah, we're there as much as that matters.
There was two scenes of it. Because I don't know which one you watched. I have the unrated version on my Vudu channel.
Oh,
okay. So I watched the
regular theatrical.
So there is the version, the unrated version has him in missionary position on the kitchen's island. And the theatrical version has him standing up with holding the pie up to his crotch.
Yeah, that's the one I saw him standing.
Okay. Neither one is more or less graphic.
No.
I don't know why they chose to swap them out.
Yeah, especially because it's missionary.
I don't know. I have no fucking idea. And I've done some research, and there's no explanation for why one was cut over the other. The only real Jason Biggs trivia I had coming out of this was, it sounded like he was a gigantic pussy in this whole fucking shoot.
Yeah, probably.
He got heat exhaustion while running in that whole scene where he was supposed to be running between the houses when Nadia was on the camera. And he got heat exhaustion. He made them pack his shirt with ice, and he had to like sleep for. It was weird. I'm just like, dude, just get a stunt double.
Because well, the budget.
In my research, Chris Klein and Sean William Scott had no idea how to play lacrosse. They practiced for a couple weeks and then just said fuck it and let their stunt doubles do all the work.
Yeah, okay. That's
literally a trivia fact.
That's pretty funny.
They tried and said, fuck it.
Can't do it.
Let them do it. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, so the pie was bought at Costco. Fun fact.
Oh, great. I was really thinking about that. I was like, wow, were you
thinking, was it a BJ's pie?
Yeah, they thought it would have been more appropriate if it was a BJ's pie.
Yeah, no, Costco.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got a good deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I guess technically, if you're filming, you're going to buy them wholesale. So it's probably.
You have to buy a few.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy a couple. I wonder if they still sell those as like an American pie type deal.
You would think just for the sheer brand value, they would. This is the American pie.
Yeah, right. This is the American pie.
Apparently, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Apparently, Jason Biggs' erection was an aluminum wrapped sausage stuck on a pencil.
Oh,
Jason gross. Biggs, not a method actor.
No. I hear you have a great
man up.
I'd like to see that.
Man up. Come on, Biggs, get that hard on.
Yeah, your name's got to stay for something, right?
The fuck are we in this movie?
They set up a webcam because they want to catch Nadia because she's a hot foreign exchange student.
Yeah. So, I mean, after just the basic premise of the movie, after Stifler's party, the first one,
right?
The four main guys, because Sherman goes into a room with a woman and gets laid, or presumably gets laid.
Right.
They make a pact.
Yeah, they're all going to get laid.
A prom pact. Everyone gets laid.
# sex romp.
That's a PCU reference. Anyway, so, Kevin is dating Vicky, who is Tara Reid.
Yeah,
and she was blowing him in that first party, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Stifler drank the cum beer.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was apparently beer and egg whites, which legitimately almost made Sean William Scott throw up a couple times.
Yeah, I could imagine. That sounds disgusting.
Sounds horrible. Horrible. Yeah. Again, stuntmen are important in this industry.
And it's probably warm. It's warm beer because it's been sitting there. Like, they're not going to keep that on ice.
Warm egg whites.
Warm egg white beer.
Gross.
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 This is a 90s movie, so we can say grody to the max.
Wow. Blink-182 is in this movie.
Yeah, they are. They are. They sing a song or two.
Well, they're actually in it. They're in the Nadia scene.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're the guys with the monkey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. So they make a pact. They're gonna get laid. All right.
Right.
Cool. So we all have our mission. Go forth. And funnily enough, Kevin is the only one who's really like not. He makes the whole "I am Spartacus" proclamation, but he's having the hardest time getting laid.
Yeah.
He's got the girlfriend. He's having the hardest time getting laid. He's got Oz joins the choir.
Yeah.
Where we bring Savari.
Yep.
Jim apparently is good at American history, whatever. So we have Nadia, And Finch has Natasha Leone spread a bunch of huge cock rumors about him. So he's good.
Yeah, right.
Until the, you know, bathroom incident. And we're off.
Right.
All this. American teen sex rock.
Yeah, it's
1999.
Yeah, it's so weird. I keep trying to remember which one it is, because I keep going back and forth between American Pie 2, and every single time I think about it, I'm like, no, that's the second one where they had the house in the sequel.
They had the beach house in the sequel.
They had the beach house, and Finch and Stifler don't like each other because he had sex with Stifler's mom, but he had sex with Stifler's mom in this one.
In this one, yes.
Yeah.
He still didn't like him.
No.
Because no. Finch couldn't take a shit in school, which, I'll be honest, I never knew anybody that took a shit in a high school bathroom.
Yeah, no. It's just tough, man.
Part of Finch was one of the most relatable character twerks in this whole thing.
Right.
Quirks, not twerks.
Yeah, no, it was definitely both.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically Jim decides to pursue Nadia, who's like this Czechoslovakian exchange student, and I think that that's what they said she was.
They never said.
Really?
She was just your stereotypical Eastern European foreign exchange student.
All right. Yeah, Yugoslavian, Czech. I don't know. It's all that hostile country over there. I don't know.
Oh, they're all just...
Everything between Germany and Russia is just Czechoslovakia to me.
The funny thing is, right after this movie came out, Shannon Elizabeth actually did a spread in Playboy.
Oh, really?
And after she did the spread in Playboy, she instituted a no nudity clause in all her movie contracts.
Makes sense.
And then went on to say that the Playboy was one of her more regrettable moments.
Yeah, I could see why you would think that. Although, you know, the thing with Playboy is that it is tasteful nudes.
Well, I mean, you did it after you did this movie.
Yeah.
You became, I mean, that was also spoofed in Not Another Teen Movie.
Right.
You know, the naked foreign exchange student.
Yeah, because that definitely got picked up
by Serena Vincent, who was in Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
And,
oh, that was weird.
That was a good one. But it's like, I always feel weird about when they're like, I propelled myself into popularity for this one reason, but now I'm going to condemn this one reason.
Right, of course.
Serena Elizabeth, look, okay actress. Apparently really good poker player. But she got known for being naked in American Pie.
Right. It's like when...
Lean into your strengths, honey.
Yeah, well, and we see that with character actors all the time, where people, you know, play a character and they're like, I don't want to be known just as so-and-so. And it's just like, nah, that's a stupid thing to say.
Dumb.
Because anybody that's actually trying to be an actor would kill to be you.
Look, if you're a good character actor, you lean into your characters. We here on this podcast, you can go back in the archives and look up the Men in Black podcast.
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio, one of the greatest character actors of our generation. He leans hard into every character, but he doesn't let that character own them. That is the sign of a good character actor.
You are correct.
She did this and then got naked in Playboy. I put that on her.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You're typecasting yourself.
You are.
You're typecasting yourself. I'm the naked chick who's good at poker.
Yeah, I'm the naked poker chick. Also, sounds like a great show coming to AMC.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they set up the webcam,
FX, which FX naked poker chicks
on AMC after Into the Badlands. But this is actually pretty interesting because this was the first use of like webcams and like, you know, you put streaming stuff onto the internet and stuff. It was very progressive for 1999 because.
Yeah, it was. It was also one of those things, like, watching this back, I'm like, God, remember those, like, softball-size webcams?
Yeah, I know. They were huge.
Because that was what he was using. Because they showed a quick cutaway when he was trying to set up his dating profile. Jim was trying to set up one of the first online dating profiles ever in the world.
Yeah,
he was readjusting his giant softball size webcam, and I'm like, "Fuck me, I had one of those." Yeah. You know, like those things. Like, and now we worry about, you know, angles and stuff like
lighting.
That.
I am so mad at this lighting because it's so dramatic.
Mad at your angle. It's not even funny.
What do you want? What do you want? You want me to do this? Hold on. How about this? Does this work?
No.
What if I do this? Does that work if I put the microphone right in front of my mouth?
No.
Here, how about this? What if I bring it real close?
That time I was producing Charlie Sheen's podcast. It's terrible.
You were pulling it out. Look, it's my eyeball, but it's dark. I got raccoon eyes.
We'll all wait.
Oh, well. How do you want it? You want it like this? You want me to
good enough. Good enough.
How about this? Hi. Hi. Welcome to Movie Talk with Liam Stryker.
No.
Oh, here. What if I went this way? Would this be better?
No.
Would this be a better angle for you?
No.
If you're listening just to the audio of this, you're missing out on a real treat.
This is why you need to follow us on facebook.com/thatmovieshowtv.
Yeah,
or YouTube. That's not bad, actually.
This isn't bad. This is good for you.
It's not bad.
This is good for you. Here, what if I do this? Here, I'm gonna take this.
And the audio is not terrible.
Well, I bought a new microphone.
I need this out, by the way. I'm leaving all of it in.
Oh, you have to. That's exactly what this is. There.
All right, that's horrendous.
Oh no, you don't like this?
Nope. No, you were better off the way before. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Nope.
No, this doesn't work for you. What about this?
Fucking cosmetologist that's going to start trimming your nose hairs.
Well, maybe.
I don't know if that's what they do. I'm sorry if I offended you cosmetologists.
Yeah, well, don't offend the cosmetologist.
Just trying to keep this going while he's fucking with his camera.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for you.
That's not terrible.
I'm waiting for you to approve an angle.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I mean, you got too much headroom.
I do have too much headroom. I know I do. But you know what? It's going to be cut off the second it's edited. There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, we're good now.
Ish.
I know.
Anyway. All right. Let's jump right into this whole fucking webcam scene. I mean,
it's like a lot.
Like I said when we started, I'm not one. I hate the term. This doesn't age well. But this movie is the definition of this doesn't age well.
Yeah, this is so rape.
Let's calm the fuck down.
I know, sexual assault.
I'm trying to give every frame of this the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
But it's kind of rapey.
I don't know. Filming a Eastern European girl with a webcam on the internet without her consent sounds like all kinds of real lawsuits.
Well, she wasn't legal.
Well, this show just got canceled.
Thank God we own the network.
I know, huh? Oof.
But yeah, it's not awesome.
No.
The message they're sending isn't awesome. But as someone who was 19 when this movie came out.
Right.
Had just gone through high school.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, it's a well.
Let's put it this way: if we got in our DeLorean and we traveled back to the year 1999,
yes,
and everything we know for the next 20 years doesn't exist, I can relate.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Look, as an 18-year-old kid,
weird caveat. Yeah,
well, because that's the thing is like. I will say, like, look, here's a...
I'm not going to judge anybody's art. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that this movie shouldn't exist. I'm just going to say it has to exist in this time frame.
Yes, that's the, because that's the thing is like, yeah, when I watched this, you know, at like 14, you know, when I watched this at 14, yeah, me and my buddies were high-fiving because we're like, yeah, this is the pinnacle of fun and awesomeness. And it's just like, yeah, now
Shannon Elizabeth was like in her 20s, so
right,
all and good.
But now sitting here like in my 30s, or well, not in my 30s, but actually 30, you know, I'm looking at it being like, yeah, that was for everybody. No, but you're looking at it and it's just like, ooh, yikes. No, this is going to get somebody in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, there's moments in this whole deal where it's like, oh, when, and he just says, God bless the internet. I'm like, oh,
first, yeah. The best is yet to come. Like, literally. Ooh, gross.
Because he does go back to the house.
Yeah.
And then shit, as they say, gets real.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically,
because they go through the whole rigmarole of Kevin, Finch, and Biggs, like, what should I do? Like, that's one of the funnier things about this whole scene is Biggs' character runs to his friend's house to see the girl naked who's naked in his room.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that is, to me, that is awesomely 90s teenager.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, the whole conversation is interesting for a number of reasons. First of all, they're just casually drinking beers in the bedroom. Okay. All right, let's give them that. They're trying.
They're trying to be cool.
The writer was definitely trying to be cool than he thought he was, because right. as a teenager in the 90s, you wouldn't casually just have beers in your bedroom. You would be sneaking them from your parents' liquor cabinet or the whatever the fuck. Because it was my opinion. That part of it was unrealistic because it was way too casual. Hey, bro, grab a beer. You're in high school, bro.
Yeah,
like, you're 17, I don't know if you're even 18 yet.
Yeah, you're like 17, 18. And you're a high school senior, that's going to be your age frame.
Kevin was driving, so he's at least 17, at least in Massachusetts. I don't know the fucking legal age in Michigan.
Well, you look at it is they're all, the whole thing's about prom, so you figure it's 17, 18.
19. 17, 18. Perfect.
You know what I mean?
But still, they were a bit too casual with the whole, grab a beer. I get it. You went to parties and you went to high school parties and you had beers there. But just like hanging out, it wasn't that casual.
Yeah, it was really hard to get that stuff for the party.
You know, it's not like you lived in your own fucking apartment. It's not like, you know, your dad would miss a beer if you drank it, you know what I mean? Right. It's like, oh, dad bought a 12 pack. Go grab a few.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, that's not happening. Weird little personal notes for me. Anyway. So, Finch tells Jim to seduce her. He tells her, hey, go back there and slip a digit in her, whatever the fuck he says.
Yeah.
Need an extra hand? Okay, cool. Terrific. So he does.
Yes.
So we get the Jason Biggs hyperventilating or heatthermia.
Heat stroke.
Oh, fuck, pussy. Anyway, tweet me, Biggs. I dare you. Anyway, and bring it. I think you're a pussy. I think you should use a stunt double. I think, I don't know. Bring it.
Yeah, sure.
I dare you. I dare you, Biggs. Challenge me.
Yeah, I don't think Jason Biggs is going to be watching this show.
He listens to every one of these shows.
That's true. It's true.
If Black Dynamite listens to these shows, Jason Biggs better listen.
Oh, I love Black Dynamite.
Anyway, he gets back. By the way, his parents have just kind of chilled in the living room the whole time.
Yeah, right. They're just awkwardly, like, it's the type of deal where, like, your dog or cat, when you leave,
I watched a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I don't think this is how Jewish families would react.
I don't think so either.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
No, you're probably right.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. I don't think his dad would be this cool with everything.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But basically the big payoff in this whole thing, because it feels like we're on this forever, is that he.
Yeah, but this is the whole thing.
It is the whole thing. But he basically gets back in there, and they start like kind of fooling around, and it looks like it's gonna happen. But then,
kind of.
But he like prematurely.
He does a very awkward striptease.
Yes.
A very awkward striptease. And as someone who's done awkward stripteases, I can say this is a very awkward striptease.
Yeah.
And she calls him over. He does the normal, as you do. All right. Let's get to this motherfucker. And she wants him to slip one in. And before he gets it there, he...
explodes.
Makes a mess of himself.
Yeah, he does.
So she starts packing up. He, as the boys watching on the camera say, oh, he's going for the porn. He has a drawer full of Playboys and Hustlers, which is the more exotic one because they go for the pubic area, and Shaved magazines and all the other fictional porn.
Right.
Also, okay, while we're talking about Jim's porn drawer for a second.
Sure.
Okay, because there was that scene where him and Eugene Levy went through the whole porn shit.
Yeah,
right. Because Eugene Levy actually brought the magazines to him.
Yes.
At that time, Jim was looking through and basically testing out condoms.
Okay.
Jim bought a fuck ton of different boxes and like real big size boxes of condoms.
Yeah, like
20 condoms are sold for the minimum three.
Yeah.
But Jim bought the 24 packs.
Yeah.
And a lot of them.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of them. Unless Jim is a chronic shoplifter, he bought a shitload of condoms.
Right.
Just to strap them on and watch his scrambled porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just realism. Realism. Yeah. Come on, Wentz brothers.
Get it together.
Get your shit together. He would have had the three pack.
But so yeah, basically.
Nadia. So
Nadia's sponsors end up seeing the video.
Well, he busts out the porn. Well, not so fast. Not so fast. Because he busts out the porn. And she starts like, okay, cool. I can get down with this game as long as I get off.
Right. Right.
So she drops her drawers and he comes. Woo! Two times.
Right away.
Two times. Second time. Second time. Two times. And as everyone looks around and goes, is that even fucking possible?
Yeah, right. Right.
I mean, it is. But.
Yeah. So.
Sake, wow. So he jizzed out twice with Nadia on webcam. And the whole school saw it because Jim, obviously, the internet genius that he is, who can not only invent internet dating,
live streaming,
and full quality live streaming,
yeah,
can't just send a private link. He sends it to the whole school.
Whole school, so everybody sees it.
So the next day, he goes into school and everybody's kind of making fun of him. Like, as he's walking in, they're all kind of making fun of him. Me, I would have, like, kind of owned that shit. Like, look, I get it. I came twice in record time. But you know what? She still wanted to fuck me, and I sent her back to Africa or wherever the hell she's from.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm sorry. Did you have a Yugoslavian chick naked in your room? No. Yeah,
right.
Did you have your Swedish exchange student jacking off onto your porn? No. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah,
and
right.
Billy Loomis killed my mom.
And we're closer to this Like, I was closer to that
reference, bitch.
Yeah, than any of you were. So, you know,
yeah, if we're seriously, honest, if all we're you virgins honest, can kiss all of my ass.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, she ends up getting sent back, yeah, and he now doesn't have a date for prom. And so he ends up, like, basically getting to go with Michelle because,
you know, Michelle kind of con artists him.
Yeah, because she basically plays dumb, and when he thinks that, you know, she didn't see the video.
Right. Because she tells him that.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, she's a closet freak.
Oh, she's a closet freak. But we find that out later at prom, yep, where she's like, yeah, she thought he was a sure thing.
Yep. He thought, oh, you're just some fucking band geek that don't know different, and you didn't watch the internet thing, and yeah, no big deal. We'll just go. We'll have a good time. Okay, you think the big get for you is going to Stifler's party,
right?
Cool. At least I have a date to the prom.
Right, exactly. Which is ultimately what he wants. That and getting laid.
Well, yeah. I mean, at this point, he's come 47 times, so getting laid is like secondary for
Jim. Yeah, yeah, right.
He's had a woman banished from the country. Yeah, I think going to the prom is the most important thing at this point. Yeah, the fact he's not in jail,
right,
might be the most important thing.
Right, and so yeah, so they end up at Stifler's post prom party
on Lake Michigan.
On Lake Michigan. Yep. And so, yeah, basically everybody kind of starts fulfilling their, you know, their like conquest. You know, we get the inevitable Kevin and Vicky sex upstairs.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, she basically just dumps his ass being like, yeah, we're going to be not seeing each other in college. We're not going to the same place. So let's.
Yeah. She mourning after him.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. She's straight up morning after him. It's just like, yeah, we're okay, cool. We fucked, but you know,
right.
I also it's a weird high school movie trope, and there's a few of them in this movie that bugged the shit out of me on rewatch. Okay. First of all, the whole Paul Finch myth thing bugs me. Kind of like a lot of others where it's like movie high school kids don't know each other.
Right.
And I don't know how to really explain it other than that. It's like I went to high school. I knew everybody in my class.
Yeah, right.
Even people I didn't hang out with.
Yeah,
I still knew who they were.
So right.
It's like, all of a sudden, these girls who are in your class are treating you like you're the second coming of the samurai. It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird, dude. It's no, like, oh my God, have you heard of Paul Finch? Yeah, we've gone to school with him for the last 12 fucking years.
Yeah, he's we know him.
That weirdo who does mini golf in the quad. And yeah, fucking drives home on his fucking scooter to take a shit during fucking English class because it doesn't mean dick to him.
Yeah.
Yes, I know Paul Finch.
Yeah.
He's not some mythical creature with an 87-inch dong.
Yeah, you're 100% right because I went
to a very large, gun, motherfucker.
I went to a very large high school and I still knew everybody. So
exactly. Exactly.
You know,
that has always been a high school trope in movies that has been a problem of mine. And Michelle is kind of the same thing. It's like, yeah, you sent it to everybody. Like yeah, right. Everybody.
Yeah, it's everybody. It's the internet in 1999.
The fact that you think that she might not have seen you come twice.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Wrong.
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 Yeah, but then wrong. So basically we find out that Michelle basically accepted Jim's offer. We find out that she knew because she saw it and thought he was a sure thing. So they basically have a one-night stand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she fucks every part of his brains out.
You know, but he, you know, it's funny because I think I kind of like his acceptance of it.
I love his acceptance of it.
You know, where it's just like, yeah, I guess
when that's he happens. Realizes, yeah, he's like, I've been used, and he's so happy about it.
Yeah.
Yes, that might be the most honest thing in any high school movie ever.
Right.
Where the guy wanted to get laid in high school. He got laid in high school, and he just doesn't give a shit why he got laid in high school, but he got his penis in a vagina. Right. That was the most important part of his entire prom night, and it happened.
Right.
Mazel.
Then basically this is the movie kind of ends with Finch having sex with Stifler's mom.
The lovely Jennifer Coolidge.
Yep. Stifler finds them and passes out and sets up all of their drama for the next movie.
And it kicks into the closing credits of the most 90s movie soundtrack ever.
Yes.
That the soundtrack is so fucking 90s.
It really is. It really is. But that's
American Pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie.
That is American Pie.
It's one of those movies that I don't think I would have watched again if it wasn't for this show. And yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to watch that movie again.
You know you're going to watch it again.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, you know, in a couple of years, we're going to have the 20th anniversary of the second one. And then, you know, hopefully this show continues on and we'll get to reunion.
For the 20th anniversary of the reunion?
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we're being paid by that point.
Oh, God.
Hopefully we're being paid to do this shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we're doing this show, we definitely will be.
Well, that is American Pie.
I'm going to go watch something good. I started watching Wu Assassins on Netflix.
The fuck?
It's a television show.
Have you watched the new season of Glow?
No, not yet.
Ooh, do that.
I do have to do that, but I got excited because it's the guy who's the main character from The Raid and Raid Redemption.
You love that one.
I do. I absolutely do. And he plays a just like a food truck chef that kind of stumbles into this mythical triad world in San Francisco.
Is this produced by Jon Favreau?
No, I wish it was.
Jon Favreau?
The father of the MCU?
The ultimate swinger?
Yeah, the ultimate swinger. But yeah, so I'm going to go watch more of that.
But you do that. This was American Pie from 1999, 20th anniversary. Next week, we're diving even deeper.
Deep.
30th anniversary. Speaking of going and watching some good movies, we're going to be covering the 30th anniversary of Do the Right Thing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Spike Lee joint.
Spike Lee joint, baby. The original Spike Lee joint.
Spike Lee joint. Do the Right Thing. Thank you for joining us here on That Movie Show. Mike Went, Liam Stryker. You can follow us on social media at Mike Went, at Liam NAI, hashtag That Movie Show. Of course, we have the radio show on North Shore 104.9 presented by Showcase Cinemas. And go to thatmovieshow.net.
.net.
To find all the places you can subscribe, literally every podcast app. So if you're listening to it, thank you. Tell your friend sitting right next to you, hey, buddy, listen to this fucking show. They're pretty good. If you're not listening, you should be listening. You should be watching on Facebook.com/ThatMovieShowTV, on the YouTubes, on the Twitters, on
all of it.
Googles, all of it. And we'll see you next week. That Movie Show with Do the Right Thing.
Bye. See ya.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.